Megillah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to deal with Dvarim Shebekedusha that have to be said with 10 Jewish men. Ein Parson as Shema. You cannot be Paris as Shema. Parson is a Lashon Prusa, like a piece. What would happen is if people would come in late to Shul that they didn't hear the Bracha of Krishma with the Tzibur. So one out of these people who would sort of be like a quasi Shlich Tzibur, he wouldn't stand in front, but like from the side, he would say Kaddish, Baruchu, and then the first bracha of Shema, which is a long bracha, which goes all the way to Yotzer HaMa'oros. So from the beginning, after Baruchu, straight to Yotzer HaMa'oros. He did not say Avirabba, which is the second bracha, but just the first. And the reason he said the first, so Tesiyanta brings two pshatim. One is the reason that they're all saying together with 10. The first bracha is because a person without a tzibur is not able to say the first bracha because it says Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So he can't daven it by himself. That's where he needed the 10 people. That's why they're doing this. But many Rishonim hold that a Yachid can read that whole bracha, of course, by himself. And the reason that is because that bracha, even though it mentions Kedusha, it's not that you're actively saying Kedusha. Rather, you're just being Mesapa, you're telling over what the Malachim do. But you're not actually doing it now, similar to how we have it, Uval Etzion Goel. And the reason that they specifically said the first bracha is because when they say, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvoirach, and they call out Hashem's name, it would not be fitting to not have a bracha after that. Because that bracha is like an answer to the call to being Mevarach Hashem's name. So that's why we have it specifically the first bracha. But then there's no need to say the second bracha with the tzibur after that. Nevertheless, this process, Parson Eshema, is done with 10 people. Vein Ovrin Lefnei Ateva, and one can't be a Shliach Tzibur to daven for the tzibur. Ovrin, Taisentiv says, is because of Lashon that when they used to daven the Shliach Tzibur, before he got to Shemoneh Esrei, he wouldn't be standing right in front of the Arna Kodesh. And then right when he got to Shemoneh Esrei, he would stand, he would move to right in front of the Teva. That's Ovrin Lefnei Teva. So you cannot do that. You can't be a Shlich Tzibur for the Tzibur. And also you can't do Nisi Eskapayim without 10. That's because Taisi Santa brings his Ko Savorchus B'nei Yisrael. And B'nei Yisrael is usually 10, like it says, V'niktashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. These are just Asmachta D'Rabbanans. This is not a Dindir Aiso. V'Noisin Eskapayim.
And you can't duchen without 10?
Vein karim b'Torah, and also you can't read the Torah without 10. This is kriyas haTorah. Vein maftirim b'navi, also you can't read the navi. Vein oisin mamadu moshev. Mamadu moshev is lo aleinu when somebody passed away, and they had the burial process. So as they were carrying the aron to bury, they would stop every so often and sit and say divrei tanchumen and hespedim. So every time they would call out for the avelim to get up, to walk, and they also would call out that they should sit down at the appropriate spots, that they would sit down, that people would be maspid. So this procession is only done when there are 10 people, otherwise it's not derech eretz, like the Rav says, to start and stop just for a few people. Ve'enom birkas avelim, and they can't say the bracha of avelim. This was said when they got to the street on the outskirts of the town. They'd say the bracha to the avelim themselves, and also a bracha to the people that are being menachem the avelim. Ve'tanchume avelim, and when they did tanchume avelim, when they would stand in a row, when the avelim returned from the kever, they'd be Menachem Navelim, and there's no row that's less than 10 people, like the Gemara says. Ubirkas Chasanim, and also Sheva Brochus, whether it's Sheva Brochus of a Chasan or afterwards by the Sheva Brochus. Vein Mizamnin B'Shem, and you can't do a Zimun with Nevarach Elokeinu. Pachos Me'asar, all these cases cannot be done with less than 10 people. Uvikarkos, and when they would redeem land that somebody was Makdish, let's say somebody purchased a property, and now he owned it after he bought it, and now he has makdish that property, now he wants to redeem it. Tisha v'kohen. This needs to be done with 10, but this case, there could be 9 Yisraelim and 1 kohen. It does need 1 kohen, because the Torah says the word kohen 10 times by that parsha, and then there's a concept of ein miyut achar miyut el rabbis, so it came to include even Yisraelim. The Gemara goes through Joshua's, but at the end of the day, it could be done with 9 Yisraelim and 1 kohen to be poda, to evaluate the value of a land that became hektish in order to be podit from its kedusha. Va'adam kiyotze behen. If a person would say that his own value, he's being makdish to the bedek abayis, so we look at him like an eved, and since an eved is iskish lekarkos, he's treated like karka, therefore, there's a hekish from an eved to karka. So just like karka, we just said you need 10 to be poda, and one of them has to be a kohen, so too by an adam. Same thing. So they would evaluate how much this adam is worth as a slave if it'd be sold in the market. And it has to be 9 Yisrael and 1 coin.